from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The NFL season opens tonight. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got the Chiefs. You got the Ravens. Could very well be a rematch in the AFC Championship game this year at the end of the season as well. But yeah, I mean, like we said, we've been talking about it, looking forward to it. Now, there was a little bit of Falcons stuff yesterday. Obviously, we found out that Kyle Pitts was limited in practice. Not great, but not the end of the world. I think Kyle Pitts tried to put a little bit of the worry to bed yesterday on Twitter, which was very funny.
I loved it.
Very well done by Kyle Pitts.
It was. It's like, oh, my God.
What did he say? Like, I missed two reps, and everyone's freaking out?
Yeah.
He's like, relax. I'll see you Sunday.
I'll see you Sunday. I'm fine, which was so damn funny. Because I was asking the games on NBC tonight. Okay. So, I mean, that's
and Peacock.
that's Collinsworth, then, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I mean, I'm a Collinsworth guy because I was one of his guys.
I think he does a good job.
Yeah, I was one of his guys. A lot of people get, you know, they get tired of him and everything, but no, because I was one of his guys, so I'm cool with
oh, he really liked you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, yeah. So I'm always cool with those people. Yeah, but
that's why you like Gary Danielson too.
I just like Gary.
I think he does a good job, too.
Gary.
I don't know.
I just like Gary.
You're not particularly critical of play-by-play people or color analysts. Yeah. Like, you're pretty much like, whatever, if you don't like them, mute them. I'm pretty critical of them.
Right.
I think both those guys are great, but I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. But, no, it's going to be a marquee matchup, like you were saying, because these two teams, Andy, have the ability to both win the Super Bowl. We understand it.
Yep.
Baltimore's coming back. They lost some key staff members. They lost their defensive coordinator.
Yep. Defense coordinator's head coach in Seattle now.
Two of his assistants and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still Baltimore. They seem like they always bounce back from losing somebody. Lamar's second year, Todd Monken's offense.
Should be a big deal.
Should be a big deal.
Hopefully they stick with their game plan in the playoffs.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to last year with the panic.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, but the hard part for them is you know what it is. Like, everything they do from now until the playoffs matters, of course, because you have to win these
games.
But it
don't matter.
But it doesn't really.
Yeah.
Like, the only grade that they're going to receive is what they do when the playoffs come around. Mm-hmm. And specifically, because if they beat the hell out of the Chiefs tonight, all right, great. That feels good. They're 1-0. Like, that's the goal. But that doesn't undo what happened in January last year.
No.
That doesn't undo the fact the Chiefs have won 3 out of the last 5, and they're still favored to win this one.
You think they can win it again?
Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely they can.
Yeah, but I think the thing with Baltimore is, and so much is put on the quarterback's win-loss records, where he was in as far as the pecking order. Like, Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens can't go back from where they were at.
No, if you take a step back, it's a failure of the season.
Yes, you got to get at least the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
and really,
you need to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because of just their, you know, the talent that they have, him, obviously, two-time MVP quarterback, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, you've got to pay all that off while your window's open, however you want to put it. It's like what we talk about with the Braves. Like, what happens in the regular season matters, because you have to do the stuff to get to the playoffs.
Right.
But you're ultimately judged on what you do in the playoffs.
Yes.
The expectation is to get to the playoffs and win when you get there.
Right.
Other teams in the league, not many other teams, but other teams in the league, and obviously the one team you're playing tonight, has had more success than you've had at that point. So that's where you are. Now, as far as the Chiefs go, I mean, now it's just legacy building, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's dynasty building.
Mm-hmm.
It's no one's three-peated ever. Like, you're trying to do stuff that no one's done before. Mahomes has done a lot of stuff that no one's has done before.
But he's never done this.
And that's why when you ask, I think they could do it again? Yeah, I mean, he's him.
He's him. They went and got him some speed. They went and, you know.
Xavier Worthy in that offense could be a lot of fun.
It's going to be one of those things where it's going to loosen up a lot more things for Kelce also. I mean, their offensive line is shaky at best, especially the tackles. But I don't think I think they got a rookie starting over the left tackle this year. Baltimore's going to put pressure on them and then do all those
Kingsley,
things.
Kingsley Suamata-Ala.
Yeah, he's a second round left
tackle.
Yeah, second round pick. Yeah, for him.
Juwan Taylor's at right tackle.
Okay, so he's going to be starting for you at left tackle right there. I mean, but Trey Smith's one of the best guards in football. Still mad that the Falcons didn't go get him, get out of Tennessee. But, yeah, I mean, when you have 15, I mean, he just erases a whole lot of wrongs anyways. He's just that type of dude. And then you got angry man Pacheco running the football, you know, and he's going to be one of those guys where this might be his last year in Kansas City because they're going to use him up and they're like, okay, when it's time to get paid? Well, a lot of carries.
A lot of wear and tear.
You run violently. We don't know the long-term answer or something like that.
The thing that they love most about him is going to be the thing that they use against him when it's time to negotiate long-term. Nah, you run like you're bigger than you are.
You're just a reckless runner, man.
Yeah, really.
And I just don't know if we're going to be able to, to come to a grip on
also,
the
court. Chris Jones going to be on the field tonight?
Yes.
Remember last year?
Yes.
That was part of the narrative leading into the season, his holdout and all that. He'll be there. So. Yes. Their defense will be fine.
Yeah, 9-5's there. Yeah. They lost LeJarius Sneed, one of the best corners, but they still got all those young players. That was one of the best things they did when they drafted all those young defensive players and played them all.
Trent McDuffie.
Is a man. Yeah, is a
he's
dude.
Fantastic.
He's a dude. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I don't know who to pick in this game yet. I know it's Kansas City minus 3.
Yeah.
Because home.
Yeah.
So you get 3 at home pretty much. So pretty much people are saying it's a push, kind of.
Yes, even.
Yeah.
You get the 3 points for home. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to pick it if you don't want to.
No, I don't. But I will pick it.
You want to?
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Really?
Too hard. I wouldn't bet money on this game.
Oh, I wouldn't bet money on no damn game.
Oh. Well, I'm going to bet money on some games.
I mean, I know you put a little deckish down every now and then.
Yeah, we'll get some money on probably a college football game or two this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't have the guts. I should have.
What's that?
Didn't have the guts to play Boston College.
Oh, I did.
I should have.
I did.
I should have.
I was like, yes.
You bet on it?
You know, I don't bet, Andy, but I took the points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was willing to put my hard-earned money on it, and then I didn't. Almost.
What scared you?
I don't know.
What scared you?
Second guess.
Like, you really thought that? You second-guessed that game right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I just couldn't talk myself into it. They're getting a lot of points.
I know.
They won outright. I don't know. There'll be a game or two this weekend. We'll find one.
Yeah.
We stayed clear last week.
40 Burger or something like that?
No.
You going to go close? You going to go Michigan, Texas, something like that?
I don't know yet. We'll find one. We're going to find one. We made a little money in Georgia Tech in the first week, which was nice, but took week one off, and now we'll reassess. We'll figure it out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.